Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, I just want to say Dallas and proud. You know, I know we lost to Boston the other day, but we fought like hell. The number one team in the whole NHL. And once again, we have to go to overtime. I know these overtimes haven't been working out for us the way that we would like them to. But still, that was a hell of a goaltender matchup between Janmark. I wish I could say the goaltender's name correctly for Boston. No disrespect. And Ottinger, it was great. And it still was pretty frustrating on that 4-on-3 in the overtime how he just stopped everything and there was nothing we could do about it. And then, of course, Pasternak gets the game-winning goal. But still, picked up a point. And to me, it still doesn't mean much because we wouldn't face him to the final. And once again, what would a 7-game series look like? Because it still tells me that there was a lot of fight in that game. And, you know, you learn from game to game when 7-game series comes your way. Now, obviously, we would have to win all our playoff series in the West to get to the final to even play Boston with. Which, if it is Boston, because there's no guarantees, even though they got the great record and everything. Because even the President's Club, President's Trophy win in the last 4 out of 5 years, haven't made it past the first or second round. So it's no guarantees, obviously, that would happen. But I'm going to say that I'm still proud of how amazing this team has been playing this year. I mean, we're never not in games. I mean, I don't know what happened the other night with the Tampa Bay. Well, Tampa Bay just somehow has our number. I don't know what to say about that, but I mean, even to that very last 48.5 seconds or whatever that was left in that Tampa Bay game, we were tied. We almost pushed that one to overtime. I mean, this team is 71 points. I mean, we're still like, what, 14 points down from Boston as far as, you know, points are concerned. But in the West right now, we have the most points. And we're playing really good in the West. We play Minnesota on Friday in Minnesota. We pretty much have had their number all year, but you know what? That could be a trap game, so you gotta be ready for that too. But the point is, Dallas and proud right now. I am proud to be a Dallas Stars fan. I am proud to do these podcasts. I mean, there's just so much going on. I mean, you know, I think the Patrick Kane thing is starting to become more of a pipe dream at this point. Patrick has now expressed the two teams that he's still interested in. It sounds like the Rangers are still going to possibly free up some money for him. And the other team is Toronto, which I don't even know why you want to go to Toronto because of the history of the fact that they haven't made it past the first round in 20 years. Go figure. But the one thing I do know and I trust, and I was telling my roommate this last night, is I trust Jim Neal. And I trust his ability to make good choices as a general manager and put us in a winning place. Because he has. I mean, look at what he's built. He's built this team to be good for a very long time. No matter what happens this season, this team is built to win. And that's something that, as a Stars fan, I know personally, I'm very proud of. And I think if people really understand Stars hockey or understand hockey at all, I probably have said this 100 times, and it's probably going to continue to sound like a broken record. Baseball and hockey has something in common. It's a process. Getting your team, getting your players drafted, getting them through the organizations that they play. If you play in the OHL, the AHL, if you play in the Canadian Junior League, wherever you play to get good, to get ready to come up to the NHL level, to be the best version of yourself that you can be. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Like I said, Dallas and proud, go Stars.